This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump is trying to refocus attention on his Democratic rival on the campaign trail as he pushes to move past revelations that he purposefully played down the danger of the coronavirus last winter. But the virus controversy followed him at a rally in the battleground Michigan Thursday as he faced new pushback from local officials worried about the growing size of his rallies and his campaign's repeated flouting of public health guidelines intended to halt the COVID-19 spread. This includes Michigan's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who raised alarms about Thursday's event. Mr. Trump, however, reveled in the crowd of several thousand packed shoulder to shoulder in a cavernous airport hangar, many without masks. Globally, there are more than 907,000 deaths from COVID-19, with more than 28 million confirmed infections. The U.S. continues to lead in deaths and infections. A Northern California wildfire has become the state's deadliest of the year, with at least 10 people confirmed dead, and the toll could climb because at least 16 people are said to be missing. When seven bodies on Thursday was discovered by sheriff's deputies in that same region. They're trying to escape the flames by finding shelter in a pond. The weeks-old fire was about 50% contained when winds drove it into explosive growth on Tuesday. The blaze broke the mark Thursday as the largest ever. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia is clashing with Germany and at least five of its Western allies over the poisoning of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Moscow's ambassador demanded evidence Thursday that a Soviet-era nerve agent was possible, and Germany's envoy encountered that his country's findings have been handed over to the International Chemical Weapons Watchdog. Confrontation came at the monthly UN Security Council meeting on chemical weapons in Syria. The United States, Belgium, Britain, Estonia, and France expressed grave concern at Germany's finding that 44-year-old Navalny was the victim of a chemical weapons attack using a military-grade nerve agent from the Novichok Group. China and India said that they have agreed to de-escalate renewed tensions on their contested Himalayan border and take steps to restore peace and tranquility following a high-level diplomatic meeting in Moscow. China's state counselor and India's foreign minister met in Moscow Thursday and reached a five-point consensus, including agreements the current border situation is not in their interest and that troops from both sides should quickly disengage and ease tensions, the two countries said in a joint statement. Consensus struck on the sidelines of a Shanghai Cooperation Organization meeting, and it came after a clash in the border area in the Western Himalayas earlier this week. Microsoft now says that the same Russian military intelligence group that hacked the U.S. Democrats in the year 2016 has renewed vigorous U.S. election-related targeting, trying to breach computers at more than 200 organizations, including political campaigns and their consultants. The company said the intrusion attempts reflect a stepped-up effort to infiltrate the U.S. political establishment. Tom Bird, a Microsoft vice president, said in a blog post that what they've seen is consistent with previous attack patterns that not only target candidates and campaign staffers, but also those who they consult with on specific issues. A huge fire broke out Thursday at the port of Beirut, triggering a panic among residents. A month after the massive explosion, it was not immediately clear what caused the fire at the facility, which was decimated by the August 4th explosion when nearly 3,000 tons of ammonium nitrate detonated. A column of black smoke billowed from the port with orange flames leaping from the ground. The August 4th explosion killed more than 190 people, injured around 6,500, and damaged thousands of buildings in the Lebanese capital. The site of another huge fire a month later created panic among residents traumatized by last month's explosion. Find more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.